What's happening, Panda Nation? Peter Von Panda here. Wanna gripe about this company, Shillong. And they apparently are building innovative new seating for airliners to get more people in more comfort. And I'll give them some credit, but I also want to just kind of complain about something here. So this is a picture they put out. I've already actually cut these people out because what you can see here is they've kind of put people on two levels, a lower level and a higher level, right? And this is basically to create like more leg room for this little lady here. Oh, so much leg room. I can lounge. Oh, this guy can recline and not hit this girl in the face. This gal here, you know, well, and these two, I guess, you know, I don't know that they're gonna have much more leg room. But anyway, I wanted to complain a little bit here because if I just cut, I already cut these people out, but I'm just gonna slide her down to the normal level, okay? So you can see where she's at. I'm not moving her fore or aft, just sliding her back. And now if I move this gal to where, oh, she would be, I got to get those seats kind of lined up. So that's where she would be roughly, right? You know, she'd have a little room there, 4 or 5 inches for her knees. You know, you get your 40-inch pitch or 38-inch pitch. And then I'm going to move this guy straight down here and get him lined up. I'm going to use these armrests as kind of a... the marker here just to say, okay, those armrests are lined up. All right, that armrest is lined up. Okay, now what I want to show you here, although he's really reclined, it's kind of like a different seat almost, a little parallax issue, I think. But look, all right, the arms are all lined up. I've got this guy in the same position that he was, this gal in the same position that she was, this gal just moved back, and what you can see here is that she's still got her 4 inches. This gal, man, she's got a lot of leg room right here. I mean, this guy could actually probably be back like about here, but let's just call him there. Lots of leg room, as much leg room as she had even when he was above her. He can still recline without hitting her in the noggin right there. And, you know, if we wanted to adjust like this, kind of split the difference, so she's got 5 inches, she's got 5 or 6 inches there. To me, this looks like a regular airplane. I mean, you know, maybe everyone is just a little bit more, you know, compacted in a regular airplane or something. But putting people up here, down here, up here, doesn't seem to get you any benefits. That's my issue. Let's move these people out of the way. All right. So she doesn't have a lot of extra legroom. I mean, I hate sitting at bulkheads because what you can actually do if you're sitting behind someone is put your feet almost all the way up to the front of their seat. There's usually a little bar here, so you can slide your feet all the way up here. She can't even do that because of this bulkhead. You know, she can because this guy isn't sitting there, so she's pretty comfortable, but these two people won't have as much leg room. So I'm just saying, who thinks of this? I mean, I get what you're saying. Oh, maybe we could get a little more leg room and a little more recline room. But also, what planes have you been on where you're sitting down, you know, and the overhead storage bin starts right about like here. What plane have you been on where there's an extra 4 or 5 usable feet of space above you? You know, this is to me something you'd have to be on a 777 or like an A380 or something that is almost a double-decker airline anyway, because you can't have the plane, you know, the fuselage max position be right here, because then it's going to curve in and cut off everyone's shoulders up here, right? So I'm sure these people have figured it out. Oh, look at all these partners that worked on it, and everyone's probably a glad-handing yes man saying this is a great idea. But to me, you don't get any more of anything that I think we need as passengers, and I'm not sure what aircraft supports this double stacking. You know, it's those, instead of those round cylinders flying through the sky, now they're kind of these long vertical things, you know. So anyway, you tell me, am I crazy? This is just my unknowledgeable view of this, but I looked at that picture without me dicing it up here and thought, wait a minute, there seems to be 3 people on the shot. You know, if you showed me 4 or 5 people all here and here and here and here and here and here, I'd be like, that's great. But I just feel like in this amount of real estate, front to back, we'd still have three people on a normal airplane. Seems like a lot of engineering, a lot of equipment that doesn't add anything useful to anyone, and it's built for a very tall plane that doesn't exist. So, hey, go ahead and weigh in. Tell me what you think. I'm just kind of curious. What am I missing? All right, that's it for today. Peter Von Panda, out.